This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the heart of 1776. You're white male!
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones.
Move, bitch! Get out of the way!
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
InfoWars helped fuel the rumor that President Obama is an ISIS supporter.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
This means that Donald Trump will be the 45th president of the United States.
Waging war on corruption. It's
Alex Jones.
We have a rather ambivalent attitude to science at present. We have come to expect a steady increase in the standard of living that science and technology have brought, but people distrust science because they don't understand it or feel they can control it. The popularity of science fiction like Star Trek is because this is a form of science with which people feel safe. But an understanding of science fact would lay their fears to rest much better.
Stephen Hawking, one of the smartest men on the planet, has predicted that we will die out within 1,000 years if we do not colonize new worlds and planets. However, with a prediction this severe, the government still refuses to act with more funding to our space program. Instead of funding vital space programs, Obama has spent millions, billions, and even trillions on frivolous purchases that will never benefit us as a country. He spent over $2 million on a study which concluded that children do not like food that has been sneezed on. These people are true geniuses, by the way. He also spent over $500,000 on a medieval smells exhibit. Just, you can't make this stuff up, people. He spent over $1 trillion on the failed F-35 military aircraft program, which still proves to be a waste, and we've never been flown one of these things. We need to be redirecting money into the space program. But our modern government says no. We continue to waste money while we could be saving lives in the future.
Back when my grandpappy was a boy, he had role models such as Buzz Aldrin and Chuck Yeager to look up to.
Nowadays, we have Kim Kardashian and Amy Schumer, people who teach us nothing and just make us waste our time. Things indeed look dark, for we have traded our adventurous spirit and lifestyle for Snapchat and Diet Coke. There is some good news, though. Tesla founder and CEO Elon Musk has lately been inspiring thousands or even millions with his message of private space exploration at his new company, SpaceX. His company has already achieved many things with very few failures, if at all. They've already sent rockets into space. They've already done exploration. They're already achieving this. They're not even funded by the government. They don't even get that much money, but they still do a better job than NASA. And you want to know why? It's because of ingenuity. These people are united, and they want to make a difference. They want us to explore. They want us to get off the planet. They want us to survive. We need to adopt that mindset for ourselves. Imagine what we can do with this man, who is now President Trump's advisor, in the future. But to fully utilize the resources that we have available, we have to change as a culture, as a mindset. We have to say that we want to explore, that we want to get out there, that we just don't want to sit on our iPhones on the couch anymore, getting fatter and fatter and drinking more Slurpees. You have to choose. You have to make the conscious decision to change and to follow where our forefathers did, to the next frontier. And space is the final frontier. This is Rex Jones reporting for InfoWars.com.
Baby, 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 I'm gonna leave you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
The guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSA's late News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you've got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring to the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
Joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want to come and take us.
March. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
An army of idiots is convinced that 2016 is the worst year ever because Trump won and some celebrities died.
David Bowie left us. George Michael left us. Carrie Fisher left us. Prince left us. We elected Donald Trump. 2016, worst year ever. 2016, worst year ever. Don't take Carrie Fisher away from us, please. Take Trump instead. So, with all these celebrity deaths and a Cheeto puff becoming president, people are considering 2016 to be the worst year ever. I don't know if this is the worst year ever for celeb deaths, but it sure feels like it. You 2016, good riddance. It's official, 2016 has been the worst year ever and the highest year for celebrity deaths. 2017, better get here soon, or I'm out. Hashtag 2016 sucks. 2017 is only a few days away. Thank God we can finally say goodbye to the worst year ever.
Right, so because some random actors and musicians that you never met, knew, or really cared about before they died, and because some political outcomes didn't go your way, that makes 2016 the worst year ever. Get a grip. The 1918 Spanish flu pandemic killed 50 to 100 million people, 5% of the world's population. Yeah, that probably affected more people than Carrie Fisher passing away. The Soviet famine of 32 to 33 killed so many millions of people, we don't even know the actual number. But the alleged drug addict George Michael dies, and it's a global tragedy. Get some frigging perspective. On one day alone, in 1916, nearly 20,000 British soldiers were killed at the Battle of the Somme. On one day. That was an actual tragedy. Yes, it's sad for George Michael and Carrie Fisher's family that they died prematurely. But how does it affect you in any way? Most of the idiot millennials crying over this weren't even born when George Michael and Carrie Fisher were in their heyday. You've been manipulated by celebrity-obsessed culture to take it personally. The other reason is that we've allowed society and culture to become completely atomized. Celebrities of the 20th century were universally known and loved because being a celebrity was something that had to be earned. You might not believe this, but celebrities used to actually have talent to become famous. Now, fame is determined by who can be the most vulgar. Who can sell out quickly enough to become the poster child for the next generation of nihilistic, mindless, cultural parasites. The result is that there are more celebrities than ever before, yeah, with less some talent than ever before. So you're not really mourning the deaths of Prince and George Michael. You're mourning the death of your culture, the death of authenticity. Will anyone mourn the deaths of these idiots in 50 years' time? But who's largely to blame for this 2016 is the worst year ever narrative? You guessed it, the cancerous polyp on the butt of humanity known as BuzzFeed.
24 tweets that perfectly sum up how 2016 has been so far. It wasn't just you. Chipotle also had a terrible year. 2016 was quite a year. These are the gifts that got us through it. Guys, it's official. 2016 is actually the worst year.
No, BuzzFeed. Trump's election and Princess Leia dying doesn't compete with global catastrophes, genocide and plague. Maybe if you'd been living in Aleppo, in the middle of a civil war for the past 12 months, you could justifiably claim that 2016 was the worst year ever. Sitting in your comfy air-conditioned home on your iPad, reading a BuzzFeed listicle while tutting about Donald Trump, I don't think so. Oh yeah, and I would argue that when it comes to ranking the absolute worst people of 2016, the Orlando nightclub mass-murdering terrorist Omar Mateen is somewhat more worthy of that title than people who you disagree with on the internet. The fact is that too many people care more about celebrities than their own family members. How many of you were more upset over Prince and David Bowie dying than your own grandmother dying? We've been completely disconnected from the people in our immediate life, the ones who should matter most. We've been atomized.
No, Ted, it's the worst year ever because Trump won.
Right, so 100 plus families in Nice and Berlin had their loved ones crushed to death by crazed jihadists driving trucks, and you're still whining about Trump. Your team didn't win an election. Get over it. You're still whining about your parents getting you the wrong coloured iPhone for Christmas. Show some gratitude. Your living standard is the highest in human history. You've never had it better. And what about all the good stuff that happened in 2016? We made massive strides in curing Alzheimer's and cancer. Global crime figures continue to come down. Child mortality rates continue to come down. Tiger numbers are recovering. Panda numbers are recovering. Compared to our ancestors, life in 2016 was pretty damn good. So stop trying to out-virtue signal each other on social media about how depressed you are over 2016. Stop whining about Donald Trump and dead celebrities. Start living your life with authenticity, reconnecting with the people around you, and making them the center of your universe.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're only 17 days out on our Mission Impossible to put a pro-America, pro-prosperity president in the White House. And the globalists are amazing, even me, at the depths that they will stoop to in their information war of deception against the American people and the people of the world. Hard to believe we're already 2 days into 2017. It is Monday, January 2nd, 2017. Boy, does that not roll off the tongue. And I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin. I have been working on so many big stories behind the scenes. I was up here Saturday, Sunday. I was up here Friday night as well. I have been working so much that I actually got on air 17 minutes late today. But we had great reports to air with my son, Rex Jones, doing a great job. And, of course, the titan of resisting political correctness, Paul Joseph Watson. What a asset that man is from London, England, in the fight to awaken humanity, reaching tens of millions of people a week alone with his own videos he files, not to mention the articles that go around the world. But then there's Merkel Phelan and everybody else. Every one of the people here, I can't single one person out. They're all amazing. Merkel Phelan, on Friday, had the article, Washington Post stirs fears after false report of power grid hack by Russia. And Drudge took our story and posted it. And by the next day, what came out? Well, by the next day, it all came out, didn't it, ladies and gentlemen? I put that story up on screen for TV viewers. They had to admit that it was a hoax story. The Washington Post had to retract. Forbes reported on it, even Politico did. And I keep saying this because it's true. The Washington Post is almost as bad as The Onion at this point in their desperation to try to brainwash the public back under their control. But it hasn't happened yet. So, again, it's a very, very exciting time to be alive right now. We're going to look at the next 17 days, the big challenges facing humanity, and the fact that it's undoubted. The Democrats are trying to cook up public support. We're going to break down how to try to block President Trump's inauguration in 17 days. Stay with us.
In uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Alex Jones. Here's the big scoop. the big news affecting the entire world right now, you want to know. And if this information gets out to the world, we may be able to stop the ongoing attempt to block Donald Trump from becoming the 45th president of the United States. Now, notice, in everything they do in the PSYOP, they say, we're having a recount. We're going to have the electors try to block Trump so he doesn't become president. And you say, that's wrong. You're trying to overthrow the voters' wishes. And they say, no one's trying to get rid of Trump. We just simply want to check the integrity of the voting system. Or we just want to check the integrity of the electors. And then a few days before the electors are about to choose, they go public all over the news, all over CNN, all over Fox, all over MSNBC. Hollywood comes out of the woodwork like a bunch of rats. And they say, don't do it. Stand against Trump. Yes. Call for a new election. Block him or vote for Hillary. And that blows up in their face. So the military tactic they're using is they don't want opposition to ever form. So they go out and they organize their movements to don't let him have the votes from the primaries. Don't let Sanders have it. Deny the whole time you're stealing it, but then steal it. Move on to the next steal. Deny you're trying to have a recount, then have the recount. It fails. Deny you're trying to get electors to flip. Then when they don't flip, flip out and say you've got to flip. And it's the same thing with this Russia hack bull. They have been running around for over a year before the election even took place saying the Russians are manipulating the election. They're going to steal it. We've got to federalize the election. I'm like, hey, it's Homeland Security you got to worry about. And Jay Johnson and Loretta Lynch and all these other people that have shown themselves to be absolute criminals, in my view, covering up for the Clintons and Obama and opening our borders, doing everything else. They're going to try to steal the election. And now we have Georgia and six states saying Homeland Security hacked their computers on election night and were trying to flip the votes. They were in the software. They were trying to steal it that night. Six states. Hillary successfully did steal five others. The numbers are clear. We've had Bev Harris on breaking it down. Some precincts would vote over 100% Hillary. Some precincts at midnight, they would have more votes come in, and they'd all be for Hillary. I mean, all the classic dead-to-rights fraud. You can read the articles from, again, a month ago. Georgia accuses Homeland Security of attempting to hack the state's election database. But you actually watched the newscast and talked to the election officials. No, they were in their systems. They just caught them and kicked them out. Six states. Five states joined Georgia. With South Carolina, West Virginia, you name it. So they caught him in those key battlegrounds trying to steal it. And trying to match up with the fake polls they had, saying she was going to carry those states, but she didn't. Oh, the polls were wrong. Yeah, because it was all part of a fraud. Give me the fake poll, then steal it. So here's how the system works. Deny there's an attack going on just to divert people from ever forming opposition to it. So now they're saying, we don't want to put Trump in. Oop, that's a Freudian slip. Here they are saying, we're not trying to stop him from getting in. We just want the evidence of the Russian hack to come out. We just want to have an investigation. So they're having the congressional investigations this week while their own operatives admit they want to get rid of Trump. They want to have hearings. They want to create enough of a public buildup of support for all of this that the public accepts it and goes along with it, or at least thinks the rest of the public's going along with it. Remember, the last shoe to drop is that you feel like you're alone, you're awake, but you don't know that everybody else is awake. So they want to make you feel alone and continue to feel like you're alone and continue to be unaware of how big the stakes are that we're fighting for so you never go out and organize. They don't want you to understand you're the majority. They don't want you to have hope. They don't want you to be engaged. They want you to be stunted. They want you to be scared. They want you to be cowed. They want you to be coward. While they build the opposition to Trump and basically claim he's a Russian agent. Now, I've been telling you the next shoe to drop would be that Trump was a Russian agent. The Washington Post came out on Sunday. That's the White House mouthpiece and said, well, he's blowing off this Russian hack. Looks like he's probably a Russian agent. It's worse than we knew. Putin refused to pull his diplomats when we pulled ours. Putin refused to kick out our diplomats when we kicked out theirs, tit for tat. Putin refused to do anything when we shot down their airplanes. What are we going to do? And so we're now up to this point where they're introducing the idea of how do we block Trump? How do we stop him? And they're going to try again. Now, they failed every time. That's the good news. But the big news story is they're trying. This is so epic. This is so historical. This is so over the top. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right, this is really complex, but it's also really, really simple. So let me try again before the break cuts me off to lay this out very succinctly and very calmly. But as I talk about it, it gets me so upset because we're in the middle of history happening right now, and everything we do affects change. The general public's asleep. Most people are on vacation right now. Obama is just butchering what's left of our economy, signing thousands and thousands of pages of documents a day, just totally wrecking things and trying to block Trump from even getting into office. They've got the media trying to massage the public, but also our military, police, and courts into accepting an overturn of the 2016 historic election. That's what they've been pushing from the start with the attempts to stop what happened in the primaries that were unprecedented, saying your popular vote didn't matter, with the unprecedented recounts that only gave Trump more votes, the unprecedented going after the unfaithful electors and now. It is simply mind-blowing that they are all over MSM putting out daily hoaxes that when we kick the Russian diplomats out, that Putin kicked U.S. diplomats out, including children. None of it was true, so Putin invited all of the diplomats' children to not only stay, but come to the big Christmas tree lighting January 7th that marks the birthday of Jesus Christ and the Orthodox Church. Their Christmas is, what, 2 weeks later than ours, basically. I talked about this the other day, and I saw some comment on YouTube. Alex thinks we're dumb, saying Putin invited people to a Christmas tree. That happened last week. Again, the invincible ignorance of some of the YouTubers. I've got to really hand it to you sometimes. But the Washington Post came out on Friday, and they reported that there had been a hack of a Vermont power plant that could have brought down the whole East Coast, that it was malicious, an act of war. McCain said it was an act of war. Our writer, Mikhail Phelan, simply went and looked at the local story. They admitted they were ordered by Homeland Security, all these private power plants and COG facilities, critical infrastructure facilities, to scan all their own private laptops, and they found some malware that's been connected to Russia in the last year. Well, there's malware connected to China and Mexico and the United States and Canada and England. I mean, of course. So now we're going to have war because someone's private laptop had malware about scamming you individually? Nothing to do with shutting off power plants like Stuxnet that the United States and Israel loaded onto Iranian laptops, which then got into their power plant system and could have caused a meltdown. The real industrial espionage is the CIA and NSA admittedly loading millions of chips manufactured in the U.S. and by U.S. companies in China with backdoor computer algorithms that scan and track everything you're doing and then packet the information and alert the West to go in and then retrieve it. But it gets worse than that. They also have kill switches built into everything to hit one button and basically shut down whatever they want. Now, A, I don't trust our government to do that. It's out of control. B, what happens with hackers, third parties, and state actors discover those systems? It leaves the entire system wide open to catastrophic failure. Why would you build a doomsday machine? And certainly, if you're going to build a doomsday machine, you've got to tell the world about it so that people don't start a war that triggers the doomsday machine. But instead, they put the doomsday machine in, let it proliferate, and now it's leaked to the public, so everybody basically knows how to get into it. Fabulously, absolutely horrible job, globalists. Again, you built an NSA grid to spy on all of us, not thinking your own agencies would discover what evil pedophiles you are, and evil murderers you are, and evil devil worshippers you are, and evil Nazi collaborators you are, and every other evil you can imagine. It's a legion of motley scum. And you thought that wouldn't backfire on you. So now they've been denying, they're trying to overthrow Trump, so we never form opposition. Notice that mind game. We're going to overthrow Trump. We need to kill him. We need to stop him. We need to block him. We need to, you know, not let him be seated as president. We need to have the electors say no. We need to have recounts. On and on. But that's ridiculous, Nancy Pelosi's daughter said about me on Fox News. It's crazy saying I want to stop Trump from being put into office in some type of coup. Alex Jones is making people death threat me. I'm in danger. And then before that even happened, I was told that there was a Justice Department investigation into me for threats against Nancy Pelosi and her daughter. And sure enough, she went on the TV a day later and said I was death threatening her, basically. They have the Justice Department sitting around constantly trying to figure out how to arrest me, making up crap that I'm violent. You're the ones that start all the wars. You're the ones backing the radical jihadis. You're the people that are the clear and present danger. Not me, and everybody knows it. I'm an American. Red, white, and blue. I want prosperity. I want private property. I want religious freedom. I want fast cars and John Wayne and women wearing dresses if they want to. The point is I like America. And that's it, and you know it. So stop saying I'm a Russian agent. And by the way, people say, oh, you don't like that. Is it hurting you? No, it isn't hurting me. And that's the next point. The globalists have gone insane. They are completely disconnected from reality and don't know that even on the left, all over the internet, all over newspapers, all over the world, it's like, oh, where's your homework go? Oh, the Russians ate it. Oh, my food was cold today. The Russians did it. Oh, my car had a flat today. It was the Russians. Oh, I bounced a check. It was the Russians. Oh, Hillary fell down again. It's the Russians. Oh, Nancy Pelosi's disconnected from reality. It's the Russians. Oh, they ran another Bush like we're idiots. It's the Russians. It's you. We don't like you, Colbert. Colbert, they're looking to cancel his show this year. He is one-tenth of his audience 3 years ago because people are sick of you. They're sick of being lectured by a fake reporter, acting like he's a reporter, putting out fake news. But you don't care. You double down. Same thing with the Washington Post and every other major outlet like CNN saying it's an act of war. But even when the Washington Post was forced to retract on Sunday about the power plant story, the Russians trying to shut down a power plant and cause a chain reaction in a new dark age, the CNN was still running it last night and this morning. CNN still. And after the latest news of a Russian attack, a state-sponsored attack on our power plant. Meanwhile, NATO is admittedly blowing up power plants in eastern Ukraine, trying to start a war with Russia. It's ongoing. So CNN is still going with the same BS story days and days and days after it's been discredited. They sit there lying to their dwindling audience. So, here's the big story. The New World Order is trying to start a war. They're trying to start a Middle Eastern war. They're trying to start a war with Russia. They're trying to start a diplomatic battle with Putin. They are doing everything they can to try to create a crisis big enough that they can get enough fear into the public and enough hysteria into the public to successfully try to either assassinate Trump or arrest Trump or have hearings where they bring out fake information that's so ridiculous but still so shocking that somehow they can halfway sell the idea of having a paramilitary force swoop down on the Secret Service and the sheriff's department in New York or in Florida or even in the White House, I guess, and arrest President Trump. Because, listen, this isn't going to stop once he gets in office in 17 days. This isn't like, oh, go back to sleep now. It's another Republican establishment candidate got in. Time to go sleepy time. This is a total battle for not just America, but for the entire world. There is an epic global battle. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so frustrated and so flustered and so angry at myself every millisecond right now. And do you know why? Because in my gut and intellectually and in my spirit, I know we've never been in a more epic, over-the-top, incredibly dangerous time for this nation and the world. And most of the people are asleep right now, laughing at the Democrats, saying, oh, they already tried five or six big things. It all failed. They called him a racist. They called him all these other things. Now they're calling him a Russian agent. Look how stupid they are. Yes, I agree. They're a laughingstock, but they're not giving up. And as they fail over and over again, they're getting more frantic, more hysterical, more crazy, more wild-eyed, more dangerous, and they're escalating the threat continuum. So in the next 17 days is the maximum danger. And if Trump doesn't instantly clean out the entire top echelons of these intelligence agencies and all these media operatives that are burrowed in, he cannot co-opt these snakes. They are not going to work with him just because they're sycophantic and want to be close to power. They are going to continue to attack him because this is spiritual. Look at how Paul Ryan over the weekend commended and praised the Democrats for going after Russia, claiming they hacked, basically supporting the attack on Trump. I watched Fox News this morning. They were saying the same thing over and over again. Spicer and all these people should be saying Hillary got money from the communist Chinese. Hillary got money from the Saudi Arabians. Here they are bragging. Here are the Federal Election Commission numbers. Hundreds of millions. Don't forget, they should be up there on every single channel. Getting into the big hacks that have happened in the last year or so that have come out, where the communist Chinese hacked into our systems over and over again. Epic fail, how OPM hackers, that's the communist Chinese, tapped the mother load of espionage data and got the data of 14 million people that are either spies of 16 agencies or work for them or are connected to them. The entire database of government and spy personnel of the federal and basically state governments to the communist Chinese. The super, total, complete, mass motherload. Their usernames, their passcodes in many cases. And the government for over a year kept the OPM secret because Obama let it happen, probably did it as part of a globalist sellout to the communist Chinese. We gave them the Panama Canal. We've given them almost all the deep water ports. We've given them 98% of rare earth mineral extraction. We gave them, as part of the globalist deal, control over world manufacturing. The United States and Europe were supposed to have military control. China has now double-crossed them 4 years ago, hence the Pacific pivot from the center of U.S. military force, meaning in the grand chessboard, the Middle East, Eastern, and Western Europe. The pivot to Asia is because the communist Chi-Coms, drunk on the blood of their innocent people, double-crossed their demon creators. The globalists put them in power and said, we're not going to follow that. So remember, it got almost no attention a year ago, that a year before that, at least, the entire U.S. government, if you believe it, had all of its data and agents and spies and assets and minions rolled up. Rolled up. That wasn't done on purpose. You'd never put all that data together. Hillary had her server on purpose in a bathroom, and it was well known it was hacked for years. She would put data on there to then be paid at her foundation at her Dropbox. She didn't go to a local park and drop the stuff underneath a park bench like other spies have done. She would load it up for everybody in the world to see. And she would say where she stood on China or where she stood on this country or that and what she was going to do. So they knew what she was about to do and had to give her more money. Or she would put in policies that weren't one-sided for them. Hillary created a digital Dropbox. And by the way, that's been confirmed. And that's the data that's going to come out if the Democrats keep pushing. But the Democrats are so crazy, they don't even care. They're going to go for broke. They made a deal with Trump on election night to admit he won and to back off. And that then Trump would put out the word to the dogs in U.S. intelligence to stop releasing info. And they began double-crossing Trump the next morning and the American people. And I told Trump, they're never going to stop coming after you. I told him 3 days after the election, I said, Mr. President-elect, they're never going to stop. They're never going to follow the deal. They're going to try to kill you, politically or physically. They're not going to stop. They can't stand. I'm not going to say everything I said and I've said or what Trump said. But let me explain something to everybody. This is deadly serious. All of this is deadly serious. You think they might be going for broke when the Washington Post calls for war and the New York Times calls for war and CNN calls for war, saying the Russians tried to turn the power off on Christmas and it's a made-up story and they know it's made-up? You think they're going to quit now? You think they're going to quit now when they've already pulled out all the stops? The type of people they are is that they would turn loose millions of radical jihadis out of the entire planet from Afghanistan and Pakistan and Saudi Arabia and Qatar and from Chechnya and all over to invade Syria 5 years ago in an uprising, an invasion, a jihad invasion, just like the House of Saud invasions that have happened previously two times before from 1903 to 1933. And they went in there and they kill every Christian and every Alawite and every Shiite they get their stinking hands on, and our media praises it and says it's good. That's who runs our government right now, and they thought they were going to keep this country down. They thought they were going to finish the nation and put in 5 Supreme Court justices and gut us for good and raise our taxes into the stratosphere while they exempt themselves and destroy the republic once and for all and establish their world government. But right when they thought they had it, the populist movement went into turbocharge. You did your job. We did our jobs. We spread the word. We prepared the minds for the truth. And intelligence agencies who've been waiting for the opening forever to fight back as soon as the public stood up and as soon as the public was informed, and we did our job, The intelligence agencies leaked all the info from England to Spain to Australia to the United States to blow their system worldwide. And we're in the middle of a war for national sovereignty and human self-determination, the likes of which the world's never seen. But they're never going to tell you it's historic. I notice what they're afraid of by the bots and hired minions they admit they have hired to go after us like no one else. On Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, on Google, on InfoWars, when they attack us on our own platform. I'm going to skip this break. This is so important. They attack, and 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 they attack. And what do they say? You're a kook and nobody, Alex. Nobody listens to you or your listeners. You're a nobody. You're going to fail. We're going to kill Trump. We're going to get you. We can follow these bots back to like big servers that are blocking identities. The feds are trying to find out. The police are trying to get on them. And that's why they know it's state-sponsored. We're going to get you. We're going to get your family, all this stuff. And then they expand out from there. And what do they say? And what do? They say, stop saying your broadcast is historic. Stop saying Drudge is historic. And stop saying Donald Trump's election was historic. You know it's not. Of course it's historic. It's the biggest thing ever. But they keep telling you, we're not trying to overthrow Trump. You're a kook. Don't organize anything against it. You don't have any power. You can't affect any change. Roll over in the ditch and die. It's classic military psyop by globalists to demoralize us. But here's the good news. Our military knows a psyop when they see one. They see the war against America, and our military is almost completely awake. The globalists are so disconnected that 20 years ago, they told the Marines and then the Army, don't visit InfoWars and don't watch Alex Jones's films. What do you think happened? My audience doubled in a month. I mean, I wasn't that big 20 years ago. Sure, I might have had a million listeners a week, maximum. Maybe. And suddenly it was like 3-4 million. And it was all military all of a sudden. And then I've always asked, did somebody in there get authorization to do that, knowing their higher-ups were dumb, and would say, yeah, ban Alex Jones to like give us our original audience that pushed us over the top and made us the success we are. But now, doesn't Hillary know when she attacks me, and when they say I'm all these bad things and lie about me, and have all their paid shills put out all this info, don't they know that only makes everybody tune in more? And I don't even mean the general public. The general public's important, and they're somewhat awake now. But the people that do the hanging, the military, the police, the bureaucrats, the judges, the lawyers, the Congress people, they all listen. The Russian government listens. The British government listens. The Israeli government listens. The Pakistani government listens. The Japanese government listens. The communist Chinese listen, and hate my guts. Because they know, folks, this is the real place. I don't want to differentiate myself and say, this is the only place you really get information of this magnitude. It's the only place you get it this strong, this focused, this dedicated, this continual. We don't take breaks around here. I don't. Because history is happening now. And so here's the bottom line encapsulated. There is an active, ongoing program to overthrow Donald Trump. There is an active program worldwide to stop nationalism and to defeat it using racial divides within nation states. They don't want us unifying around nationalism and around prosperity and around Americana and free market and renaissance. So they sell communism, socialism, racial division, cultural and religious strife. It's why they bring in incompatible Muslims to create the crisis. And it's in all their white papers. It's in all their admissions. It's in George Soros' article he wrote about Trump last week. It's in the Financial Times of London. It's in The Economist. It's in the WikiLeaks. They aren't even hiding their program. Because they're not targeting thinking people now. They have made a pure decision to dumb the message down and say, the Russians just hacked us. The lights went out. Nuke them. The Russians just expelled all their diplomats. We didn't do it. They did it. Nuke them. The Russians are attacking in Ukraine. Nuke them. The Russians are behind ISIS. Nuke them. It's all 180 inversion. And so here's the big news flash. They have got an active program in place to overthrow Trump. You already know that. And they're escalating it every day. The only publication I've seen in the United States that is establishment that has said this is all pure bull is Matt Taibbi at Rolling Stone. Which is bizarre because Matt Taibbi will put out the biggest bull about me in tweets and stuff that is totally made up crap. and then he'll put out stories that are basically true and thought-provoking and penetrating and well-researched. You know, Cy Hurst doesn't say mean things about me. Matt Taibbi, he's a bigger journalist than you. He's won Pulitzer Prize and all the others. And he just called us and said, I want to come on and thank your listeners and the intelligence community and the patriots that exposed that our government's been working secretly with the Russians for 4 years to block Obama and the globalists, because our government decided the globalists and George Soros are not the legitimate U.S. government. Now, how epic is that? And there were no news articles about Cy Hurst coming on to say your analysis for 4 years about Syria has been spot on and on target. And I want to thank all the good people in our military and the foreign Russian military that worked together to block this. Military to Military is the book where he writes about it. And I had Colonel Schaefer on 5 years ago saying, our military knows all the rebels are jihadists out of Saudi Arabia running in. We're blocking it now with members of Congress that have agreed that if Obama tries to block us, we're going to bring all this information out. And so Obama backed off and had to sit there and watch the huge ISIS military get its ass kicked all over the planet. Now, again, how epic is that? There is a civil war going on in America with our intelligence agencies working with Russia because they couldn't get Obama to let them launch military attacks and actually take out Al-Qaeda and ISIS. So they began to just give the Russians the information. Think about how historical that is. Think about how giant that is. Think about how big that is. And now the very illegitimate outside force that's hijacked our country is telling us we need war with Russia. That's the headline. McCain says it's an act of war with Russia. We must respond. No retraction to the fake story about them hacking our power plants. And I've been saying this for months. Obama might turn the power off before the election and claim the Russians did it. And I don't even have the staff. This place has like 8 people here right now instead of 60. We're at a skeleton crew right now. I know I've said that the last 2 months probably 50 times, that I would look for a false flag on the power grid. Hell, we had Bracken on last week saying, look for a power attack on the grid to be blamed on Russia so that Obama can stay in office during a national emergency. And Bracken said it the week before and the week before. So listen, listeners, you understand we're in this war together. When I say you're the info war, I'm not just saying that to make you feel good and pat you on the head. I need you to get out there and get all the places we predicted it. Because the sheeple don't listen to me when I'm saying it today. They listen when I say it over and over and over and over again before. Matt Bracken, the waves are coming. Jihad grid down, collapse, citizen disarmament. Yeah, that's back in May, I'm saying it. He said last Thursday, he said, I think Obama will try a grid down shutdown. The next day they come out and announce it as a beta test to see if we'll buy it. Oh, the Russians are trying to shut the East Coast power grid off. Can you imagine if the East Coast power grid goes off? The globalists can flip two switches. Two. The authorization switch, and then the switch, the program to bring the power grid down. Two switches. One phone call, two switches, and the entire East Coast power grid goes off. Bracken said what they did. What's the Pentagon tell me? They go, we're not going to tell you anything classified. Get Matt Bracken on. He's got to figure it out. We get him on. He says, they're going to turn the power off. You understand? That's how you get information that's classified. They'll sit there and look at who's already figured it out. And go, you want to talk to that guy? Nobody told Bracken anything. Bracken's sitting there in his house 18 hours a day, figured it out. He was counterterrorism, Navy SEAL, clandestine operations, all the world. He's figured it out. In fact, let's get Matt Bracken on today. Yeah, they found it 6 months ago saying it. But he said last week and the week before, he said, I said, what type of false flag? He said, I would look for a grid down, East Coast. Think we're playing around here? Now, I skipped the break. It didn't even plug. We're extending because people really like it, and we've sold out of half of our nutraceuticals. We've got a lot of the other high-quality stuff still there. Supermel's about to sell out. X2's about to sell out. A lot of stuff sold out. Thanks for the support. We're extending it 3 more days. It will end Wednesday. And there's store-wide free shipping. InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and fund the entire spirit.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. You're